Us here on the return of our Ask the AD segment. Heather, how are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in studio and making that long trek over a couple blocks north of you guys. And, you know, obviously very, very exciting news. And, you know, just from the AD's perspective, let's get into just how cool this is, how relieving this is as well, and how much this is going to benefit the Pioneers moving forward.
Well, you know, competition-wise, we match up well with the SWC. We always have. We've always had some of the SWC schools as non-conference opponents, so it'll be nice to just be in a conference with them. I know some of the coaches are very excited just in the aspect of not having to travel as much and getting our kids home at a decent hour during the week, whereas right now some of our teams don't get home until 10, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, so it's just exciting all around.
Yeah, I thought that obviously was one of the big things, the travel. But also, I mean, the relationships that players have with other players in Lorain County and doing the game on Saturday. By the way, thanks for all your help
sure,
so we could get
sure.
on the air for that one. But speaking with Coach Larrick, he mentioned, look, our kids have played with Keystone's kids growing up, and it creates a little more of those rivalries with some of these closer schools.
Yes, definitely. All our kids, you know, all of these travel teams that all the kids are on, they're from all over Lorain County, so they've got those bonds with these kids. So while you can go into a game and it's going to be competitive and you know that at the end of the day, they all walk out of there, you know, hugging each other, shaking hands, like, yeah, we just played a game, but we're still friends.
Sure.
And it's great, and that'll be nice to be able to build on those relationships with the schools.
Sure, hopefully a little more bragging rights for some of the
exactly.
Illyrian players too moving forward.
Can you take us through the process and give us an idea as to what that was like? How long did this take, and when did this whole thing kind of begin?
Back in the spring, and I want to say like May, June, something like that, the SWC posted that they were taking applications. So spoke with my superintendent, and we said, yes, we're going to fill it out. And I submitted it this summer. And then, you know, I knew they had met a couple times, but, you know, they hadn't made any decisions. So to get this notification yesterday saying, hey, we want to invite you to join us, it was wonderful. You know, it's just a great, amazing thing, and we're very happy for this opportunity.
You had mentioned that the coaches are pretty excited. Can you share some of that feedback from some of your coaches and how excited they must be? I mean, knowing that they don't have to make trips all the way over to Mentor and Euclid, with all due respect to both schools.
Yes.
I've got
right.
ties to both those places. But, yeah, I mean, I think they've got to be very, very relieved to know that they don't have to do nearly as much traveling.
Absolutely. You know, the responses I got from the coaches, I sent one mass email to all of my coaches, so they all got the word at the same time. The responses were like, seriously, are you kidding me? Is this true? Mm-hmm. You know, this is amazing. I'm so excited. And again, just like our kids, they have relationships with the coaches in the SWC. So I think they're looking forward to being able to work with them. And a lot of these Lorain County coaches through volleyball and basketball and all of that work in coaches associations anyway. So, it you know, they already know all these coaches, which is great. So
it's going to be great for the families, too. I mean, as a daughter or as a dad of two daughters, someday I hope we're playing sports or whether or not a big deal. But, I mean, any parent who had to travel to maybe Mentor on a Tuesday night, I mean, people still have to get up and work the next
day.
Well,
and honestly, because our travel in the GCC is so far, they don't travel during the week.
Oh, wow.
You know, we were just at Mentor on a Friday night for a boys basketball game and didn't have a big crowd there just because it is a far drive. Now, you know, we get a decent crowd when we have home games. So having all these local games, you know, when we play out at Midview, we've played boys basketball out there for many years. We get a good crowd. So we will travel well to these local schools, and it'll be nice for our kids because their families will be able to be there and support them, even during the week, which is nice.
Heather Beck, the Elyria Athletic Director, joining us here in studio here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about Elyria's big move to the SWC. Now, this won't take place until not next academic year, but the year after that. Some people have asked, you know, why doesn't it happen next year? I'm guessing scheduling has a lot to do with that.
Correct. Generally speaking, I mean, we already have all of our schedules for next year done. You know, my football schedule's been done for a year and a half. So you always look a year, if not more, ahead. So it, you know, will play out next year's schedules with the GCC and then the following year move to the SWC. So
you were telling me a story off the air, which I thought was hilarious, about some of the trips that you have to take when you play in a conference that's so geographically widespread the way the GCC currently
yes.
is. You know, you're making trips to Mentor, you're making trips to Euclid and Solon and so on and so forth. And, you know, you never really know what you're going to get as far as the weather goes, it's kind of a mixed bag this time of the year. Today's a perfect example, right? I mean, it's 48 degrees outside.
Exactly.
And then, you know, this weekend it could be snowing. But you were telling me the story earlier about one of your trips out to Mentor where it snowed so much.
Actually, it was Euclid.
Oh, Euclid.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It was Euclid,
yeah.
And it snowed so much during the game that we ended up having to, like, literally dig cars out of the parking lot, push them out of their parking spots. It was just, I mean, it was horrible. It was, you know, like here today, no snow, got around Dead Man's Curve, and all of a sudden you can't see the road. I mean, it was absolutely insane. Took us way longer to get home than anticipated. And, of course, I was more concerned about my players on the bus than I was myself. Sure. But, you know, I text the coach. I'm like, let me know when you guys get back. I want to know that you're all safe. You know, that's just kind of the protective mama bear in me. All those kids are my kids. I'm not going to miss those nights at all. Thankfully, we've been good this winter, though.
Yeah, so far.
Knock on wood.
Yes. Yeah, so far not too shabby. No question about that. And, I mean, you know, selfishly for us here at the station, we love it because it will create a lot of marquee matchups. You know, you hear a lot about the high-profile sports in high school athletics, and, you know, I think a lot of us could certainly see the effect there. But taking a look a little bit deeper at some of those sports that might not necessarily be considered as high-profile sports, how do you think it could affect some of those as well in the SWC moving forward?
I would say, you know, like soccer is not necessarily a high-profile sport, but I know that there are some very competitive teams. We see those teams in our district tournaments, so we know the level of play. My girls' team is rising. They're getting there. The boys' team will be very competitive with them. Golf and tennis, we'll just have to kind of see where they go. I have a new golf coach, so, you know, the kids are learning how he coaches, and it's a little bit different than our previous coach, and his coaching style works for some and doesn't work for others. And obviously with tennis, you know, we've had quite a few seniors the last couple of years, so I feel like every year we're just rebuilding the boys and girls tennis team. So we'll see. We'll be okay, though.
Sure. And it seems like a move that, again, on paper, it made a lot of sense. And you mentioned that, you know, the timeline, how everything kind of came down. I believe it was back in the spring, we kind of heard that Lakewood was making their way out. And, you know, the rumors just started to begin. The wheels started to spin. And we thought, man, Elyria would make a whole lot of sense in the SWC. Sounds like you thought the same thing. You guys applied, and here you are a few months later. And it's a very, very exciting. I think for all high school fans, it is a lot of fun just to kind of see the possibilities moving forward to some rivalries that could be created. You mentioned you guys get good crowds when you take on Midview. It seems like that really is a natural fit, and that could be a really cool rivalry moving forward that has conference ties now.
Definitely. We're looking forward to it. And obviously, you know, we still have Midview on the football schedule for this fall. They'll be at our place this year, but we're just going to keep going and hope to build some of these relationships with them.
Now, as far as the scheduling goes, I mean, as he mentioned, that's one of the reasons it's not until the football season of 2021 everything kind of takes place. When do you start beginning scheduling for that? Those games
well,
in 2021.
My next school year is going to be very interesting because I will continue to go to the Greater Cleveland Conference meetings. But then I know at some point I will need to start going to the SWC meetings too, which I've done before when we made the transition from the NOC to the GCC. So that's, you know, they'll start building the schedules. I know Dan May kind of mentioned that he's already got some rough sketches in place of scheduling ideas. I mean, obviously, they've been a 10-team conference, so it'll be very easy to just take some of their conference, you know, take Lakewood out and put Elyria in and, you know, make the changes. So hopefully it won't be too bad.
Well, good.
Now, how many years have you been the athletic director at Elyria?
This is my seventh.
And this is going to be your third conference?
Yes.
Holy cow.
When I took the position, we were in the NOC, and shortly after that, you know, that the wheels started falling off the bus, so to speak. I mean, that was 18 teams, and it was a
pretty big,
large conference. You know, you never really knew whether you were playing a conference game or a crossover because we were in divisions. And then, you know, we moved to the GCC, and, you know, like I said before, those guys have been great to work with. But I'm very excited to be in the SWC. I know all the ADs from all the Lorain County things we've done and all the other, you know, games that we've played outside of Lorain County. So looking forward to it.
Well, it seems from the tournament basis as well. I know basketball, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of the SWC teams are in that same district, same region as you guys. So certainly that helps from that aspect.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. It's for all of our sports, really. I mean, if you look at the districts, you know, SWC, yeah. we were kind of the lone man out there. Right? So now we'll just fit right in.
Nice. So. Good stuff. Well, hopefully you're in this conference for a very long time. You don't have to worry about changing conferences again for a while.
That would be wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So.
Good stuff. Well, Heather, thank you so much for stopping by here in studio. It was a pleasure to have you here with us. We're very excited about this move moving forward. You got to wait a year and a half for it to finally take place, but we're excited for it, though. It should be a lot of fun.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Heather. Again, that's Heather Beck, Athletic Director at Elyria, joining us here to talk about their move into the SWC in the 2021-22 academic year. Let's step aside and take a break as we wrap up hour number one here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Coming up at 4:10, we'll talk Lorain County High School hoops with Tim Gebhardt of the Chronicle-Telegram here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.